pretty little sparrow were looking back at me. She can soar above the clouds, way up in the sky. She can fly away from here. Why can't I? Daughter, dear daughter, I'll tell you something true. Remember Granny Liza? Well, every night she flew. They tried to keep her down, but there was nothing they could do. She could fly. She could slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. She could fly across the river, the spirit in her hand, searching, always searching for the promised land. Mama, every time she looked at you, she saw the old time ways. When we could fly, we could slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. We could fly across the mountains together, hand in hand. Searching, always searching for the promised land. Took a mama by the hand, they rose up in the air. They held each other tight and then they flew away from there. They held each other tight and then they flew away from there. They could fly, they could fly. They could slip the bonds of earth and rise so high. They could fly across the ocean together, hand in hand. Searching, always searching for the promised land.
Okay, well, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio here in Medford, Massachusetts. This show is something about the women. What did you hear in that last set? Well, you heard Amethyst Kia, Grinning in Your Face from the recording Dig. Then Samantha Fish, You Got It Bad from Kill or Be Kind. and ended with Rhiannon Giddens, We Could Fly, from Freedom Highway. My next and final guest from the Aesop Rebner tribute recordings is Linda Vienz. So, as before, I will play Linda's song from the recording, the first one, a request that she has, and then another one of Linda's songs off, not on, the Aesop Rebner recording CD. Here we go.
Never outgrow. Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. In that last set, I started with Linda Vienne's contribution to the Asep Rebner tribute CD, number one, and that is Shelter of Your Love. After that, a request by Linda, Kid by Pretenders, from the album Pretenders. And then Linda Vienne's and Adam Sherman, Love is Here. That is an Adam Sherman song, and Linda performs it. Beautiful. So as I had mentioned earlier with my set for Emily Grogan and my set for Justine Kovalt, I am going to bring Linda on mic again. It is remote and COVID safe. Here she is. Okay, so in this day of celebration of women who have been included on the Asep Rebner tribute recordings, not one, but two of them, which again can be found on Bandcamp, I have Linda Vienne's. Hello, Linda.
Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming on Something About the Women.
My great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you sing a stunning song, Shelter of Your Love, and I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about why you selected this particular song and what you feel you did similarly and differently than Asa when he was performing this song.
Wow, thanks. That's a great question. I know that, I mean, first of all, picking an Asa song, he has hundreds of songs, and honestly, it would have been a thrill to do any number of them, and it's deeply moving. But I think that Shelter of Your Love resonated with me because of the lyrics, you know, and now I'm standing outside the shelter of your love is the primary refrain. And that is how I felt when Asa died suddenly. I felt so like untethered in a way because he was truly a mentor and a big brother and a soulmate on many levels and a real ballast for many, many people. He just played a role of dear friend and brother and just to so many people. It's quite astonishing, which of course became even more evident in his passing. So when he sang it, it was very much, you know, a romantic tribute to lost love. And I think sang it with much more equanimity and acceptance about the passage of love and relationships, that not all relationships, you know, make it to the end, and that they all have a story. And that was his version, and it was very tender. And when I sang it, it was not that much, you know, it was like maybe 6 months after his death, I think, that we recorded that at John Pfister's studio. When I sang it, there was an edge of kind of anger, I think, and just resentment at the universe, not at him for dying at all, but just a kind of edge of still feeling the loss very keenly and feeling like I don't want to be standing outside the shelter of your love. Like it's not a happy place to be. So I feel
that's
like my
such
version.
A beautiful sentiment. And I tend to see the world in threes. So I'm visualizing, you know, Ace's approach to this song as like a romantic kind of song, and then your approach as loss, and then visually, you know, the rat plays a big part in Ace's repertoire. And as I say, if you look up the rat on Wikipedia, you know where I'm going. There you are, standing outside the rat, which is no longer, and you're standing outside the shelter of that love. So yes. I don't know. I see a holy trifecta going on here, Batman.
That's very cool. I will just add, just not to cut you off, I will just add that, of course, in the meta sense, I feel utterly inside the shelter of his love, which I could cry saying that, but, and our community. So.
Right. Oh, that's a good point, because perhaps that's an element of the song as well. Even if you're not in a romantic relationship, you can still be in the shelter of each other's love And Asa has passed. We're still in the shelter of his love. And the memories of the rat, we're in the shelter of that love because
absolutely
all those relationships forged. And then speaking of collaboration and other musical relationships, you sing an Adam Sherman song, which I just played in this set, and Love Is Here. So I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit. And this is just as a DJ who should know this stuff, but when you're collaborating with musicians, and I sometimes hear a musician covering another song, like, how does that all go? Because I believe you say he gifted you that song. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. I always feel like we're sort of reliving through Back Porch Carousel, this kind of Laurel Canyon vibe or something of people just, you know, Joni Mitchell singing on a David Crosby song or whatever, or singing, you know, sharing songs and trading songs. That time was about that a lot in a lot of ways. And that's unusual. I think most contemporary music is very kind of like, I'm a band or I'm a songwriter and I do my material. That's it. But I know a million collaborations go on, especially in the hip hop world and the R&B world. So it's all very living. Anyway, but with Love Is Here, I think Adam's just so prolific that he was writing so much stuff during that couple of years in lockdown. I don't know if Love Is Here was a new song for him, but basically he just asked me if I wanted to sing it and thought I would do a good job on it. And he did all the instrumentation. I didn't play any instruments on it. And he sang the most beautiful kind of co-lead vocal. So I just think he has songs lying around, and he just was very generous in offering it to me to be a song that I would sing.
Oh, that's just fantastic. And thank you for explaining that, because I, you know, will go to a performance and hear an artist sing another artist's song. I'm like, how did that happen? It's just like,
yeah,
magic.
or you fall in love with someone's songs. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of local songs I would love to cover and sing, and mm-hmm. you know, I have definitely done that and sort of surprised somebody in the audience too, which is always fun, you know.
Yes, yes. Now, speaking of Adam and collaboration, you were all part of Back Porch Carousel together, which came together so authentically during this COVID time, and it turns out that you're on the bill together at the Burren coming up.
Yes. Oh my God. It's kind of the honor of a lifetime to open for the Nervous Eaters, who are just such a legendary band and have done so much good work over the decades. But really what's so exciting is that they have never sounded better. They are so tight, so strong. I got to see them at the Paradise. I can't remember when that was now.
Time has no meaning during COVID.
Time has no meaning in COVID. Exactly.
I did see a photograph from that event. I sadly didn't go, and the four of them in just kind of this diagonal line, just like,
yes.
Just the photograph embodied being in sync. I wonder who took that photograph.
I did. That was mine.
Wow. I didn't realize that. It's amazing. Yeah. I love that photograph.
Thank you. I have so many good pics from that show. I love taking photographs, and I really felt like I captured them in their majesty, because that's how I felt watching them or listening to them, was just like, okay, this is how it's done, people.
Like,
pay attention. And also Adam joining them has just brought really so much lyrical beauty and power with his singing harmonies and his guitar playing.
Fantastic. Really cool. Well, that is February 19th. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Linda, for coming on air with me. And
thank you, Kirsten.
I look forward to the February 19th. So everybody stay safe. Keep the numbers down. Let's all go to the Burren and celebrate these two amazing bands, Girl with a Hawk and Nervous Eaters.
Thank you, Kirsten. And my best to all the other fabulous women, my dear friends that are going to be on the show.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Hi, I'm Cedric Ellis for PETA. Who can forget the haunting images of animals left behind barely clinging to life after Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast? Hurricanes, flash floods, earthquakes, and wildfires can affect us all, but animals are often the most vulnerable victims. If you're forced to evacuate, protect your entire family and never leave your animals behind. Make plans for their safety now before disaster strikes. For tips on disaster preparedness, visit PETA.org.
Checking out prospects on my iPhone. Must have sense of humor, testosterone. Some profiles are charming, well-written, nice pics. But some of them, though, seem like real twits. John's into sports cars and flies his own plane. To tell you the truth, that just gives me chest pain. Sam craves adventure on long hiking trips. Don't think that would help us build good partnerships. Swipe left, swipe left. Toss them aside. Swipe left, swipe left. If I keep swiping left, I'll never know what's inside. Swipe left to move on and find the right partner who's perfect like me, and I'll let down my armor. With so many choices in my little cloister, I'll find the bright pearl that hides in the oyster. Swipe left, toss him aside. Swipe left. If I keep swiping left, I'll never know what's inside. Sing another lament this morning, dove. If I keep swiping left, I'll keep losing in love. Swipe left or just once, though we might not excite. I could find the right someone and even swipe right. Swipe left, toss them aside. Swipe left, if I keep swiping left, I'll never know what's inside.
Well, that is a brand new song by Roberta Lamb, Swipe Right, internet dating at its best. Okay, continuing on with a song that is by Natalie Flanagan, also from the Asa Brebner recordings, and then we'll see where the rest of the music moves us. Here we go.
Standing in the broken glass, waiting for the mood to pass. Smoke too much, but it's the only fun I get. Jenny's in the laundromat, telling all her sisters that lost the grocery money on a football bet. In the radio, drink a toast to Romeo. He was goddamn lucky he never married Juliet. Dogs are barking in the street, babies crying in the heat. Get so tired, but take my love if you want it, or I'll find someone new. Don't think my love was the weak one, but I gotta know about you. Take my love if you want it, or I'll find someone new. Don't think my love was the weak one, but I cried enough about you. Dishes in a dirty sink, counting pennies for a drink. Kick out what's in it, hit the piggy bank. Caught 'em throwing cherry bombs, caught 'em pulling false alarms. He's a little too young for jail, but too old to spank.
Thank you.
So in that set, I started with a song, again from the Asa Brebner tribute, I'm Not Gone, Ragged Religion by Natalie Flanagan. After that, Home Despot, Ultraviolence, and you know, I had some intel on this. And I'm going to have to save it for the next time that I play this group because I am completely drawing a blank. Because there is some connection with a show, and I will see if I can find it before I sign off. And then after that was Bedouin, Dusty Eyes, from their album titled Bedouin. Let me see if I can take a moment here and see if I can find what I was looking for in my notes here. So Sophia is the artist of Home Despot. Oh, and there is some connection with a show, The Dumpster Fire. I have to look that up. It's on Apple TV. And that was why I didn't remember, because I didn't have time to look up the show before I recorded this show. So something to be aware of. I believe it's from 2020. And I don't know anything about this show. So I've got my homework cut out for me. Well, this is the last set of music on my version of Something About the Women. So with no further chatting and rambling on, let's go back to some music. Here we go.
Do I love you? Oh, I tell you, no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How far would I travel just to be where you are? Oh, can anyone tell me how far is the journey? Sky. You let
let me cry it out. 'Cause you know that sometimes I can't stop, and still I'm seeking how to stand up when the bottom drops. The weight of all the world can blind me to its beauty, but every time I need to be reminded,
by your resonating light. Now I'm bound
So that last set, I started with Aretha Franklin. Easy for me to say. How deep is the ocean? The tender, the moving, the swinging. Then Sarah Bareilles, Someone Who Loves Me, from Amidst the Chaos. And ended with Evanescence, My Immortal, from Fallen. Whenever I play a Sarah Bareilles, I think of Jane, because we kind of have our musical theater intersection here. Jane will be on mic next week, and then the following week will be Sue. Before I sign off, I want to thank Emily Grogan, Justine Kovalt, and Linda Vienz for coming on mic with me. And I'm going to end this show, speaking of Sue, with a song for her. See you all in a couple weeks.
She knows.